Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Mary Beth Fiedler, the founder and coordinator of Move to Amend LA, who spearheaded the successful effort to get the LA City Council to approve a resolution amending the Constitution to deny corporations personhood. Welcome to Background Briefing, Mary Beth Fiedler.
Thank you, Ian. Nice to be here.
And so you're a happy camper, right? You've scored a victory for the people over the corporations.
Yes, we're extremely ecstatic. We also built an amazing coalition of groups here in Los Angeles that galvanized around this issue and have been working together for the last, we started back in January working towards this specific goal of getting a resolution through the LA City Council, but other groups have come on board, and especially Common Cause has been extremely helpful. Helped also seek other endorsement partners, and Occupy LA were very supportive throughout the process, and many, many other groups. The County Federation of Labor was an endorser, and all of these different groups, reached out to their members, and together we packed the City Hall chambers, and in fact, we even overflowed the overflow room. So it was really a great day for democracy, and we're really thrilled.
So the council president Eric Garcetti seems to have played an important role, along with council members Bill Rosendahl, Paul Krikorian, Richard Alacon, and Paul Koretz. Eric Garcetti said, "Every struggle to amend the Constitution began as just a group of regular Americans who wanted to end slavery, who thought women should vote, who believed that if you're young enough to be drafted, you should be old enough to vote." So that's putting it in a very lofty historical context. Where do you go from now?
Well, from here, we're hoping that this vote will be an inspiration to other cities and towns across the United States to pass similar resolutions. Move to Amend's national strategy is to have at least 50 more resolutions on the ballot in cities across the United States. Ours was actually came through the city council. With a city as large as Los Angeles, would be a real challenge to get actually a ballot initiative. But some of smaller cities have put it on the ballot. Missoula, Montana, Boulder, Colorado, Madison, Wisconsin. And that's a great way because it really engages the voters because they have to, vote on it. And we're going to try working with a lot of the surrounding smaller cities and either get it on the ballot in those cities or, go through a process like we did through the city council. One of the points of these resolutions is really to build the kind of awareness of the issue, educate people, and the grassroots support that we will need to actually amend the Constitution because we need a really huge amount of support to accomplish that. And so the challenge is to make a lot of people understand the issue and its importance and how it affects our democracy.
Well, the founding fathers set a pretty high bar for you, Mary Beth Fiedler. To amend the Constitution requires two-thirds votes in two-thirds of the state legislatures, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, and then it goes on. It has to be ratified by three-quarters of the state. So but it's been done before, and as Council President Garcetti mentioned, getting African Americans the right to vote, women the right to vote was a long protracted struggle. We're hoping it won't be that long. I think in today's climate and with the internet, it's going to be actually much shorter than we had even been thinking back in January when we started this locally. And Move to Amend has been working as a national coalition since right after Citizens United. And originally they were saying 10 to 15 years, but I think now we're thinking more 5 years, maybe 3 to 5 years. There's just, and that of course depends though on us, the people and all the people out there who want this to happen, coming together and really, rolling up your sleeves and working together to do this grassroots organizing to educate and make people understand the importance of the issue. I mean, I think it depends on how hard we work to make it happen.
Again, I'm speaking with Mary Beth Fiedler, the founder and coordinator of Move to Amend LA, who spearheaded the successful effort to get the LA City Council to approve a resolution amending the Constitution to deny corporations personhood. And you just mentioned the Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. That, of course, is the beginning of this movement. The president, shortly thereafter, before the joint session of the Congress, castigated the justices, which prompted one of the justices to contradict the president in public. In terms of a legal remedy, there is none. There's nothing to be done with the court because now, you know, there's an effort to get Justice Thomas to recuse himself from any deliberations on health care. Is there anything that can be done at the Supreme Court level? It's just a done deal. Is that the way it is?
Well, basically, unless there's a change in the composition of the Supreme Court and with the ages of the current justices, that doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So
right, and if the Republicans win the next election,
that'll
never happen, right? Right. So you can't change it at the court level because you don't have enough people on the court to revisit it. What about the Congress passing a law to change it?
Well, see, this is what the issue is with these corporate personhood rights, is that based on that idea that the Supreme Court ruled that the existing legislation that Congress had passed, the McCain-Feingold campaign finance laws, were unconstitutional because they violated corporate First Amendment rights to speak. And then they wedded that with another Supreme Court decision, I think from 1978, that established that money, spending money in political campaigns was a form of speech, and so to limit that was limiting speech. So those two came together, and they basically, in this case, it's written in the decision itself that corporations are persons under the law, or some variation of that. So now it's a firm precedent. I mean, actually, this issue of corporate personhood has been around since over 100 years, it started back. Ironically, I think it was a popular uprising in Paris in the late 1870s that was the first story that was cabled, transatlantic cable, that was a daily story followed by people in the United States. And it was workers and the National Guard in Paris. They, for a brief period of time, they set up their own government. They drove out the army of Napoleon II. I hope I'm not bastardizing this history, but and that was so frightening to some of the big industrialists of the day, and that they began to really fear this threat of democracy from below. And out of that, actually, they gave birth to this idea of the corporations could claim constitutional rights and then use those rights to overturn our democratically enacted laws. So for the last century, they've increasingly claimed these rights. And so that's why it's not just the First Amendment free speech. It's also there's Fourth Amendment rights that they've claimed of search and seizure that have allowed corporations to elude regulatory agencies from doing surprise inspections and, has allowed them to get away with corporate pollution and other worker safety violations. And there's Fifth Amendment rights that they've used, and 14th Amendment Commerce Clause related rights. So,
didn't it all start with the 14th Amendment? That was back with the Santa Clara County versus the Southern Pacific Railroad.
Exactly.
And that was the foot in the door on the basis of the 14th Amendment, which was meant to free the slaves, and suddenly, for reasons which are completely incomprehensible, they were used to create corporate personhood. But
that's it.
I guess the biggest leap forward, because the application to the Fourth and the Fifth, I think the Fourth Amendment cases have been heard and the Fifth Amendment case has been heard. Have they been both ruled on?
Yeah, I mean, there are cases from over the past century.
Well, there was some recent one, though, I believe.
No, I mean, and certainly this Citizens United is the most damaging of all, because, I mean, essentially it puts our entire government up for sale, and it completely undermines our democratic process. So, I mean, without a democratic or true democratic process, I mean, you know, we're no longer in control of our government.
Right.
So, you know, this is certainly has the most serious implications of all.
So, what about Mary Beth Fiedler, again, the founder and coordinator of Move to Amend LA, who spearheaded the successful effort to get the LA City Council to approve a resolution amending the Constitution to deny corporations personhood? Is there a possibility, since this is it is absurd, don't you think, that the idea that the amendment to free the slaves was applied to these poor, beleaguered corporations like Santa Fe, Southern Pacific Railroad, in the days of the railroad barons, and now it's been used to free up the big corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money on a government and a Congress that they already own. What about the idea of in terms of the popular zeitgeist, if you will, of the pointing out the absurdity? Because the comedian Stephen Colbert seems to be heading in that direction. I believe he's gone to South Carolina to try and introduce a resolution that will allow your daughter to date a corporation.
Yeah, I think that is a great approach because, you know, and comedy is so powerful. I mean, so the first thing is to make people even aware that this doctrine exists and then to understand how it affects us. So I think, like, those efforts are great because, you know, then people go, what? That's so funny. But, yeah, here's the real, you know, story behind it. I mean, a big challenge is education, and that's why also on a local level, even though we, you know, are so thrilled that we passed the resolution, we have a lot of work to do, you know, to educate all kinds of different groups. So, you know, one of the things we have is we're forming is a speakers bureau that will go out to, you know, neighborhood councils, churches, environmental groups, Rotary clubs, you know, every single group we can, because, you know, really also this needs to be, it needs to cut across any kind of, you know, partisan lines if it's going to be successful. And so, and I believe that, you know, I was just saying to my sister, I was explaining her to her what I'm doing, and she's an evangelical Christian that lives in Texas. And she was completely on board and agreed, and I was happy to hear that. So I think that, you know, it's not necessarily even a partisan issue. And right. So we need to go out and we need to talk to as many kinds of groups as we can. So that's why we really need help. And we need, you know, we're trying to get ourselves even further organized because, of course, now our organization is growing by leaps and bounds. But we want to get ourselves organized so that we can really have kind of an army of dedicated volunteers. We're all volunteers to go out and do this heavy lifting and educate people. But I do want to say, too, that this has been such a it's been really great fun because, I mean, first of all, we succeeded, and that's always fun. And we have a very clear, specific goal, and we're united in our belief in the importance of that goal. And great people have been working together and bringing all kinds of different expertise that I myself could never have provided, you know, just like alone or with the small group of people that we started with back in January. So I want to encourage, you know, all the listeners out there who are, you know, wringing their hands and just sometimes looking around and thinking, oh, my God, to, you know, just to come and roll up our sleeves and let's really make this happen.
So, Mary Beth, did you tell your sister in Texas that you believe corporations are persons if Governor Perry executed one?
I should tell her that. I didn't tell her that. I wanted to be as little provoking as I could. But yeah. Anyway, but she just moved to Texas. She's not actually a native Texan. But
I see.
Yeah. But yeah. But I mean, yes, exactly. I mean, the whole concept that corporations are persons is just so absurd. And that example.
Right. But the bad news is it's the law of the land. And it has to be overturned, and it's a high bar that's been set, but only if all the people get on board can it be done.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the thing is, the Revolutionary War generation, they risked their lives for this ideal of democracy, and I don't think that they were fighting for the likes of the British East India Tea Company to be running their government. In fact, there's many, many quotes of the founding fathers and, you know, up to Abraham Lincoln and, you know, various other iconic figures of American history warning against the potentially corrosive, destructive power of big corporations and how they could basically destroy the Republic in its infancy if they were allowed to control the government. So I think they would be cheering us on, and, you know, if they could risk their lives to establish this ideal of democracy, I think it is really up to us now to defend it, to recover it.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Mary Beth Fiedler.
Okay. And also, can I just say before we get off, we go to movetoamendla.org if you would like to work with us. We have a contact link. And also movetoamend.org, the national site, has all kinds of information. Our local one we've just set up, and, you know, our team of volunteers is working on it, but the national one also. If you want to get further educated about the issue, please go to both those sites. And also, we have a big action coming up January 20th, Occupy the Courts. Over 50 cities around the United States are going to stage actions at courthouses to educate people about the connection between the courts and the hijacking of our democracy.
Again, I thank you for joining us, Mary Beth Fiedler, the founder and coordinator of Move to Amend LA. She spearheaded the successful effort to get the LA City Council to approve a resolution amending the Constitution to deny corporations personhood. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about the elections in the Congo and the violence that is likely to pursue it.